Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning, post Super Tuesday. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Wow, Alan. Well, I'll read you from the AP. This is what they have this morning. Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump are beginning to focus on each other in the race for the White House. Both were emboldened by commanding victories Tuesday across large swaths of the country.
Well, that's right, David. It's looking clearer and clearer to many people that those are going to be the leading candidates. Now, interestingly, the Republican Party is so united in so many ways against Trump. Not united enough for either Rubio or Cruz to drop out, but they are really mindful of the potential effect of a Trump candidacy on the Republican Party. And all of a sudden, these guys who were making sure that people couldn't vote, making it harder for people to get into polling places, are saying, "We're the party of Lincoln." That's pretty funny. They are so scared of this guy who is outside the system, which is exactly what his appeal is to so many people. In the case of Bernie Sanders, he brings a heroic message to the American people. He has the guts to tell it really like it is about the concentration of American wealth and about how people are falling back and behind. In any case, what we have is a clearer picture of what is going to happen. Now, when Hillary gets the convention, she's going to get nominated. When Trump gets to the Republican convention, he could really have some substantial trouble. We don't know if somebody will try to broker it, try to take it away from him, try to run a third-party candidacy, and I don't mean a third-party person running for president. I mean that there'll be separate Senate campaigns, and they'll be criticizing their own presidential candidate in order to save themselves. So this is getting to be more and more interesting.
Speaking of interesting, could New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman become the Republican establishment hero? It says here, New York court has refused to throw out a fraud lawsuit against Donald Trump over his former school for real estate investors. Schneiderman alleges Trump University was unlicensed and promised lessons with real estate experts handpicked by Trump, only one of whom ever met him. He says the school used bait-and-switch tactics.
What do you think? Judges aren't politicians before they're judges? You know, I think the word's out. And you know, anybody can give this guy some trouble is going to give it to them. Eric Schneiderman, of course, would love to be governor, I'm sure. That's the way we're doing succession in New York State these days. You get to be attorney general, Spitzer, Cuomo, maybe Schneiderman, you set yourself up for a run for the top job in New York State. So Schneiderman is, I'm sure he would, if he were sitting right here saying, "Oh, Alan, all I'm doing is following the law. That's what the law says. You can't bait and switch, and I'm going to prosecute on this." But now we're talking about somebody who may be the potential presidential nominee for the Republican Party faced with this embarrassment of Trump University. Now, I suspect what will happen is his defense will be, they're just trying to get me. And I'm sure that those people who are voting in huge numbers for him will believe him. So there you go.
Well, it was described as a very short meeting in the Oval Office yesterday between President Obama and top senators to discuss filling the vacancy on the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, the Times editorialized saying, "Make your pick, President Obama. What does he think he will accomplish by talking to a brick wall?"
Well, David, Obama's doing exactly the right thing. Of course he should be signaling to everybody that he's willing to talk. He brings them into the White House. The Times describes it as a very, very short meeting. The Republicans are stamping their feet and they say, "Oh, no, we've had, as basically, in my opinion, a rigged Supreme Court, 5-4 all of these years, Citizens United and on down the line, maybe Gore versus Bush, a stolen presidential election, and we're not going to give that up. And you can't make me go to my room." Well, look, folks, this is the way it is. The president has over a year to nominate a Supreme Court justice. It's a quarter of his term. He's going to do it. It'll be the right thing to do. The Republicans are committing one more piece of suicide because the American people understand the difference between right and wrong. Right is the Constitution says you nominate somebody, and then if the Republicans don't like it, what they do is they vote down the candidate. What you don't do is stomp your feet and say, "I'm not going to participate in the constitutional crisis." People don't like it when you fool around with the Constitution.